You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lying. This is episode 3, not 103.
What do you mean?
I'm chatting shit. Oh.
He's been conned.
Nah, nothing with you, man.
We got a present now. Is anyone leading?
Normally introduce the episode and then we'll just go from there. I don't really think there is a presenter per se, but when you're ready.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh, we're rolling. All right, we live in the flesh. Maiden Chapel Podcast, episode 103.
Yes, sir.
Big guest in the building. I was so happy that we was managed to get this one sorted. But Hobby, please introduce yourself. Tell the people about yourself, what it is you do.
Well, my name is Hobby Stewart. I sing and I pretend occasionally to be an influencer. I don't do that well because I post about once a month. But for some reason, brands keep offering me some things and then I have to take it because I've got to pay rent.
That's a fact.
So whilst I'm not doing that, I try and make some tunes.
Nice.
And that's all I do, really. It's a simple life.
Decent. All right, boys, introduce yourself.
Yeah, Cole Sanusi, big 2L in the building. What's going on?
It's E-Man. You already know. It's Genghis Chibogwe. The Black Mamba Dove.
I love the pause. King shit. All right. So, Hobby, we're just going to get straight into it and start off by talking about yourself and your career and how you managed to come so far, really. Obviously, it's been successful. You've got a really good following on Instagram. I think close to 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. Like, you're out here and you're making, like, as we came in, it was the first discussion we had, like, you're actually making good music as well, which is really refreshing. A lot of people, they be having that success and it's like, oh, nah, the music ain't hitting. But with you, it's actually good. It's good shit.
Thanks, Demi. I appreciate that.
That's real.
That means a lot.
So how did you get started? Because I know you grew up in Brighton.
Yeah, I grew up in Brighton. Then things didn't go too well for me academically, and then I was working in a call center, and then I was like, fuck, this is shit. And then I started making, am I allowed to swear on this?
Yeah.
I'm gonna swear a lot later on.
And then I had a, you know, I knew of a few people that were doing some things on YouTube. Some of my friends had got signed. And I was like, do you know what, I like doing music, maybe I should try doing that. And then I had this big plan to get signed via doing some covers on YouTube, and that actually went really well. I started putting some covers up, and then I got some management, and then I signed to Sony, which was sick at the time. But in hindsight, it was probably too soon to sign a deal. I didn't really know what I was doing in terms of what kind of artist I was. I hadn't even written a song.
Oh, okay.
And I was getting a record deal offer. So, you
know, what, just doing covers?
Just doing covers, mate, yeah. And to be honest, the deal that I signed wasn't even to do with the views. They just liked my voice and they saw potential in me. And I actually went to, they invited me to LA to go and write a few songs with some of their producers. And that went well. So they saw that I guess I had some talent to be able to write. And then I signed a deal. Which was quite a big deal at the time. And then I think I was 21 years old.
21 and what? 21. That's when you got the deal?
Yeah, so that was fucking ages ago. Like, I'm 30 now.
Okay, so it's been a journey then.
Yeah, it has been. And things went well. I got a lot of experience being signed to a major record. Mm. I worked with some very good people, some of the best producers and writers in the industry. And the like I said, the problem was that I didn't know who I wanted to be, and also I wasn't entirely the person that I wanted to be yet.
Got you.
I
was kind of like,
there were these insecurities. I was like, no, I want to be like this. No, fuck that, I want to be like that. And didn't really know what I was doing. I ended up making one acoustic tune, then one dance tune.
Oh, no. Then you're just chasing the bag, and that's not what you want to be doing.
Yeah, it was just making some shit tunes. And a couple of them were okay at the time. And then they decided that they wanted to release this song that I wrote. Called Still Here, and at the time I was like, I don't think that's even very good. But they're like, no, it's urban, so you know, maybe we should go down that route. Right. I was like, yeah, okay, cool, I guess urban, whatever that means. No, like, yeah, but their whole thing was, oh, they need to, you kind of need to pick a style and go down this route and try and be in that lane as possible.
Yeah.
And the problem was that I didn't know what I wanted to do. Yeah. I was just making some tunes, and at the time I just started listening to The Weeknd and Drake, so I was like, yeah, this is fucking sick, I should do that.
Yeah.
When probably that wasn't really right.
Which makes me ask the question, like, how would you describe your sound? I'd say, from what I've heard, I don't want to say it's alternative R&B, but it feels like in that wheelhouse. But I don't want to just say that because you sing. How would you describe it if something like I'm asking?
Yeah, I guess it's that. I guess it's pop R&B. Really. Mm. I just try and write a good pop tune about some things that I want to write about. And I try because I like old R&B, I guess, and I like R&B, so my sound goes towards there. But I don't really know. I guess it's kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But the problem was is that I wasn't a very good writer at that time. So I was making some songs, and I had the buzz and the backing, but not the tunes. So without a good song, you're not going anywhere.
That's a fact.
I had like people, like, oh mate, he's gonna be famous, he's gonna be big, blah blah blah, and I was like, yeah, fuck, I am. But actually my tunes weren't good enough, which is the most important bit. And it got to the point where the chairman of Sony made me a priority artist, and then so everything was looking good, and then we had this song called Still Here, and they wanted to get a rapper on and tried a few people. It didn't work, and I actually knew Gets from when I'd worked with Jamal at SBTV, and then I asked him to come on, and he came on, and he made the song better, to be fair to him, because obviously he's really good.
Yeah.
And it made it more legit, but it just wasn't really right, and I knew that it wasn't right, and I said to them, I don't think we should release this song. It's neither here nor there. It's kind of in this place that I shouldn't have been in, but that's just how it was. And that got released. It didn't do too well, but they said it was fine because it was meant to be a soft release. And then out of nowhere, the division that I was at with Sony, they actually left Sony, the subsidiary that I signed under.
I see.
So one day I go into the label and have a meeting. And I thought it was going to be about my new single. And it was a song called Sexy When You're Mad, which was a fucking banger. It was probably the only great song that I'd written at that time. I was feeling really good about it. And I was there. I thought it was about a single. And they were like, so Hobby, we're actually leaving Sony. And I was like, oh, sick. Well, where are we going? And he was like, no, but you've signed to Sony and they're the ones that have put the money into you, so you're still a Sony artist.
Okay.
And I was like, all right.
So what does that mean for me?
But then he was like, no, don't worry, because Nick Gatfield, who was the chairman of Sony at the time, he really likes you, so you'll be all right. They'll put you elsewhere, and, you know, he believes in you. I was like, okay, that sounds legit. And then my manager, I remember leaving the building that day, and my manager didn't have a good look on his face. I thought, because I'm a positive guy, I thought it was going to be all right. And then they left, and then we didn't really hear back from them for a few weeks. It was kind of like this limbo period. Then I see that Nick Gatfield has left Sony.
So then
it was over, really. All of a sudden, when someone new came in, they wiped out that whole division that my subsidiary was under and made something new. And all of a sudden, we were left with one contact at Sony, which was the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. I didn't have a team anymore. And it was pretty hard times, to be honest, because, you know, you go from thinking that you're going to
be the next big thing. And
all of a sudden, it's like, oh, so I'm in this contract, and it's, you know, I can't really do anything. No one's, I haven't got anyone at the Sony for all its glory, it's just a company with loads of artists signed to it. And if you're not a priority artist and you haven't got people championing you, then you're not going to be able to do anything. Luckily, there was a clause in my contract that said that I could leave after 3 years of signing if they haven't released an album for me. So I had to wait like 5-6 months. Then I managed to get out of that. And I was like, shit, well, what am I going to do? And this is a point where I had been living in London. Then I moved back to Brighton to live with my mum, Marina.
Yeah.
And my little
shout out to Marina.
And then so I was back there. And it was that was a tough period. Like, you know, back then in Brighton, a lot of people knew who I was. And they would, you know, like, chat expecting to me in the street. I had a lot of friends as well. I'd bump into people. They'd be like, yo, Hobby, what's going on with the music? Like,
yeah.
I thought you were going to, when are we going to be hearing you on the radio?
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, yeah, it's coming, man. Yeah, don't worry about it. Knowing that nothing's coming.
Stay tuned to nothing.
Yeah. Do you know what's underrated, though? It literally just talks to what you just said. People don't realise who you sign to under, the labels make a really big difference.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain... Even that contract, I think it was... There's a singer from the UK. I can't remember what her name is. Ray.
Yeah, Ray's contract's dirty.
And
she's dumb talented.
Mm-hmm. Unless she didn't release anything, same thing, she could leave. And that's exactly what she did.
Yeah.
She's put out so many singles, had so much build up, but the label didn't put the trust in her.
But why would they not let, digress, but why would you let someone as talented as Ray release an album? Or even in your case, why wouldn't they give you the backing if they believed in you? Like, they say all this stuff, but then they don't see it through.
Do you know what, mate? I don't fucking
know. That's a question, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
I don't understand.
Yeah. You know what I think it is? I think it's like currently what the market is saying. Like, if I'm just assuming the role of an executive, and then basically it'll be a situation of like, I'm going to assume this role. I'm going to sign you on, and what the market is saying is do this. So I'm going to gear you towards this type of music.
Mm.
And whatever happens within the next 3 years, we're going to try and shift you towards that sound.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's happening with a lot of artists, where they don't have freedom. So the review, where you didn't know what you wanted to do, but you were just creating and really just going through the steps and the foundations to actually becoming who you are today, then I don't think there's a lot of development within labels today.
There's none.
Did you get offered any artist development at any point? Was that even a thing?
No, that's what they were. When I was signed, I mean, that's kind of what they were doing. Really, they were good people, and they did let me try a lot of things, and I made a lot of songs, and they spent money on me to go to LA for like 6 weeks and make music and stuff. But there's only so much they can do. It was down. Yeah, it was partly down to me as well. You know, at the end of the day, I signed too early.
What would you do now if you were signed?
What would I do now?
Yeah. Or would you take you happy being in the doing your own thing, releasing independent?
Independent, mate, is long. Like, even this, I put out a song today.
Deliverance, big up.
Yeah, which is a song that I like and I'm proud of.
As you should. We was going to discuss it anyway, but like, if I was going through a tough time, yo, that's my track. You know how I'd be as well. Yeah. I'd be simping.
Yeah, don't let him have it on his playlist.
Nah. It's going in the playlist. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm happy you like it, mate.
Nah, it's quality music.
It's a, you know, I'm like, this is a good song, and I need to do a video to do it justice.
The video is clean as well.
Video is good.
Yeah.
And that cost me £1,600 out of my pocket, and then you know, paying the producer fee for the song. And then like some bits and bobs to try and PR it on social media, because now social media is a tough world to navigate. If you're a big page, you've got to pay more to like be seen by more people. It's not as simple as when I was releasing more tunes like 5 years ago, or whatever. It's a tough world, and you've kind of, it's nowadays, it's frustrating being an artist, because it's not enough to just make something really good. You've then got to worry about actually get it seen by people, and even your own followers. Like, I've got over 100,000 followers, and I posted a snippet of the video of my single today, and it's gone to 3,000 of them from when I last checked. So I looked just before I got in here, I looked, I was like, well, fucking hell, that's not going to get many views. And I looked, I was like, fucking hell, it's gone to 3,000 people. I've got over 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
And that's like something that you've just got to deal with these days. Yeah, like, that's how it true. Is on social media. It's such a busy, noisy world.
Absolutely.
So being independent is long, really hard, and it can be demoralizing and deflating, but you just got to keep believing and just be like, fuck it, man, we just go on to the next.
So if Universal came to you now, would you and said, here's a deal, you're making great music, would you take it? Or
100%
really,
if I liked them, you know, if I met them,
yeah,
I
of course, yeah,
them,
yeah, yeah.
And yeah, definitely I would love some help and some guidance, because yeah, like I said, it's tough.
You
have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about the back end.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Yeah. That makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it does.
Which it makes sense why there has been sometimes there might be a gap in between releasing music, and I'm sure you want to release way more, totally. But there's just not. I mean, if you're telling me the video alone costs $1,000 out of your own pocket,
yeah, like it's hard.
Exactly.
I'll make a good song in the studio or whatever, and I'll play it to a few people, and be like, "Fuck, this is sick."
Mm. Yeah,
but then I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, I should release it. And it's become such a daunting prospect when you're independent. I haven't even got a manager. I've just got an agent for my social media work and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not even like I'm in a band. When you're in a solo artist, it's just
it's
you.
It's all you.
Yeah. And it's so hard sometimes to like have that belief and motivation and also just knowing what you're doing, some direction, you know?
Yeah, no of course. You need voice. Like, it's tough because as much as I guess being a solo artist and having all of that, being able to do it yourself, you need voices in your ear to be able to say, ah, do that or don't do that, which a label can provide.
Yeah,
but I guess that flows nicely into my next question. What do you think for you is the next step? Because obviously it seems like everything's patterned, like it's all sorted, you're making great music, it's all right, like it's everything is set for you to take that next level. What do you think for you would be the next step?
It's a good question, Demi. I think about it a lot, and I'm not quite sure at the moment. I guess these days you need to generate some buzz, and it's about I kind of somehow need to make a bit of a comeback in terms of getting a bit more buzz around.
Got you, yeah. You know,
like a new influx of followers,
fans, and people.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly, like some of the younger generation. Whereas I came through when I was like 20. Churned away on YouTube, I built up a really big following, very engaged following.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went sour with the label, and I kind of, you know, was a bit demoralized by that. And then a few things happened in my life, and I kind of, there was a time where I took a step back from social media and stuff. And then you can lose momentum.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it's all about momentum, which brings me back to that thing. You know, so you're like, oh, why? Why would they not invest in this or that if, you know, you can see they're talented? But it comes down to just people's perceptions, you know, like back when I left the label slash got dropped, and even though I had only released one song and they didn't even put much behind it, purely because I had released a song, other labels were like, well, you know, that didn't really work. That's done. He's had his time. And they'll move on to whatever the fuck else is going on.
Yeah.
And that can be a tough pill to swallow when you're an artist as well, feeling like...
It seems like there's a lot of... I guess you have to battle that mentally as well. There's a lot of rejection.
Exactly, yeah. It's a big mental battle that I and a lot of artists just, you know, you go through fucking every week.
Absolutely.
Saw a tweet today that was like, if you're a creative, you know, something like, if you can't be a creative if you're not trying to quit
every
three months, 6 months. Yeah, I worded it wrong, but it's like, it's so
I'm tired
true.
Of doing the part.
It's legit,
but it's true.
It?
Yeah, that's it's true.
So
true.
Often I'm like, what am I doing here? Yeah. Like, what's all the point of? But then, you know,
that's
then
a fact.
You come to your senses, you're like, fuck it, what else am I going to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. Would you ever get like management? Like not necessarily look for like
he's everything.
Management. Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm open. Like I've had conversations and then hasn't really happened for whatever reason. I've kind of walked away or they've like kind of gone a bit cold. Like I'm open to it.
Yeah.
It's just got to be the right person because I'm, you know, someone that will actually help me and guide me and actually bring something to the table.
I hear that.
Just like someone else that I'm just giving 20% to
for no reason. For no,
they're, you know, hoping that somehow something's going to go viral or blow or whatever.
Yep.
And if not, they don't care too much, because there are a lot of people like that that will sign some people and see if anything happens with them.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's just got to be right.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That's a really interesting insight. And also to that, because we've had artists come on, and it's just interesting to see how the game works, because our knowledge of it has increased massively, I think, through knowing people like Deej, having conversations with Anu, and now yourself. Like the game is somewhat, it's not, I don't want to say rigged, but it's, the odds are kind of stacked against you, and it's just how you fight against those odds.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I get asked for advice, and someone will say, like, oh, so what advice would you give to a young person, like, trying to get into music or whatever? And, like, back of my mind is, like, don't fucking do it. Which is obviously something that I'd never say.
Of course.
And not something that I actually believe. That's just kind of like,
of course,
you know, where you've been a bit jaded and tired from the years of trying to do it. But yeah, it's hard, mate. It's so hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, the odds are that you're probably not going to get to where you want to.
Yeah.
You've just got to be happy that you've got to be happy knowing that you're doing something that you love, at least, and you just got to enjoy the journey. And if it comes to it that I've got to fucking quit in a year or two and do what something else, then that's how it is. But at least I've had a good run.
Yeah, exactly. Be very proud of what also you managed to achieve, and you made good music. I think that's the most.
Totally.
That's the thing, yeah. That's I don't think you can turn what if you do whatever you decide to do, you can look back and say, yeah, I actually have a good catalog. Like, the stuff I put out is stuff I can be happy with.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I think that's the most important thing.
That is.
Quick question, right? You said that you were doing you were in a call center. What were you selling?
Oh, mate, I was selling it was the dumbest thing. I was selling insurance for Sky TV systems. Bear in mind that people have a 12-month warranty when they sign up to Sky.
Yeah.
And if their Sky suddenly stops working after these 12 months, they can just quit Sky, or just be like, look, if you don't fix this, then I'm obviously just leaving Sky.
Yeah.
People don't need a warranty.
But people bought it.
Yeah. Mate, I was sick at selling them as well. I sold so many. I would go in and sell like 7 or something. Do you know what I mean? It was
crazy.
It was, yeah, it's kind of, it can be soul destroying. The idea of doing that now.
Bleak.
What is it like? Are they calling in, or you have to try and dial as many numbers?
Calling, yeah.
Oh.
The first place that I worked when I was 17, 18 was doing exactly the same thing, but we were working for a company that said they were working with Sky.
Oh, okay.
When really, we weren't at all. Boys, I swear, we had these just papers. We had papers of people's numbers and their names, and we just dialed them, and you'd make them believe that you were with Sky. Lord knows if they had any engineers actually carrying out any, you know, fucking
checks and fuck.
Yeah.
It was so much so that we were on watchdog.
Oh shit.
It was crazy. And then all of a sudden we came in, they started paying us with these dodgy checks. All of a sudden they've gone into liquidation. So our ship had gone to the call center, the other call center also in Brighton that happens to actually be affiliated with Sky.
Okay. Right.
And from there I went to Amex and DOS'd for like 6 weeks, because that was just when I'd started YouTube. And around that point, I got a job at Amex, and there was a 6-week training, which was fucking sweet. I just didn't do anything for like 6 weeks. Just chilling out. I had my BlackBerry just watching my YouTube notifications roll in.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, fuck, I'm taking off, you know? Just knowing I'm leaving these chumps real soon. Yeah,
facts.
Exactly. That was a good time.
Oh, gosh. I love it.
I was cold calling for broadband. And I know this was only business only, so we're selling business packages to, we're selling broadband to businesses, and they said like...
That would be slightly easier though, because they would
be... It would be slightly easier, but the thing is, I got fired. They said I was too kind.
Oh.
Right.
So like...
the threshold for the kindness too that you kind. Have to like...
Like there is a sense of shrewdness that you have to have whenever you're cold calling.
Mm. Like, I do not have
they said
that.
I was just too kind.
I couldn't and imagine I was like, you cold calling how, nobody. Like, you put down the phone before they put down the phone.
Yeah.
You say I'm too kind. I was like, oh, okay.
You do have to be a bit bold and brazen when you're selling. You just kind of got to assume that they're getting it.
Mm.
Right. Oh. And I get and you were just too nice, mate. You're just fucking beating around the bush. "Oh, you don't want it? Oh, that's fine then, Mrs. Smith." No.
Have to lock the phone off, man. But the thing is, like, it's a bit different because I remember, like, I had a product and I was selling it at like a particular event, and I was completely different. It was an experience for what I was doing in cold calling. But when I went and did this in like the physical, it was like.
Oh, you did selling in the physical?
No, but this was my own stuff. I was Mitch.
Yeah, we was there.
I was really the guy. Wanna buy a G-Shock? I was in their face. I could explain. I could show them the product. I could talk to them, and I could engage with them. But over the phone, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And then the way I've been raised, the way like I speak to people over the phone, it's just very like it's out of kindness.
Yeah.
So if I'm talking to you, I'm not gonna say. Except this now. Like, how are you doing this? And then it's like,
yeah, no. Nah.
Yeah. So yeah, I was too kind. Yeah,
I hear
I just
that.
Wanted to know if you were a kind person on the phone, but that's just me.
Nah, mate, can't be too kind. That's the thing. You've got to be really quite ruthless, even if it's some 60-year-old woman on the phone. Like, which is why I would never do it now. But back then, yeah. I was like 18, didn't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, whatever. I'm just trying to make a bit of money. But like, it's actually savage. Like,
it's crazy.
Super savage.
Yeah.
Man's like, get off the phone, Betty. I'm trying to get this cash. All right. I think we should move on to the topic that I think Cole is.
Before we do, I want to get into his music just a little bit.
Yeah, go for it.
So I was listening to a couple of tunes that Demi sent me through because I was doing a little bit of research, and I was thinking like some of these songs like they're quite different, like, but they have like quite a cool vibe. So for example, your Wild Thoughts remix, yeah, I was listening to it. I was like, all right, the beat took me somewhere else completely. Mm. So my first question for you is that beat. Did you hear it first and lay down the vocals, or did you do it all at the?
I heard a song, and now for the life of me, I can't remember what song it is. So annoying. I'll be able to remember. I just can't now. But it's a song. What is his name? Anyway, he's done a song with Bon Iver, and it was a song called Friends. I remember the song title, and I was like, the riff is sick. And then the Wild Thoughts had just come out. I was like, I wonder if that would work together. And then I kind of sung over it, and it did. And then I went to my producer. We took the intro and just made the beat out of that.
Yeah.
So, when I used to do more covers on YouTube, that's what I would enjoy, kind of making something super different to the original.
Yeah, I thought it was dope, man.
Thanks,
man. I thought it was really good. And I like you did like an interpolation of a rap song. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
The lyrics were like a...
50 Cent.
Yes.
50 Cent, exactly. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, this sounds...
In the club, I think.
It sounds dope. And sometimes when... I'm not going to... Demi knows me for this. Sometimes when people do that, I want to fight whoever does it.
When
you did it, like, it worked.
Thanks, man.
I really fucked with that for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks. And like even French Toast as well. I feel like... It gave me like Majid Jordan type vibes, like the poppy kind of.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah,
but
I
like these guys know my pop is kind of specific. Like I like a certain.
If it's Liam Payne, then that's your guy, isn't it?
I'm not really Liam Payne, dude, but there are certain facets of pop I like to live in. And that French Toast song really fits that pocket. Like,
thanks, bro.
Do you think where do you think your strengths lie? Like as far as making music, like what is the
melody?
Yeah,
coming up with something catchy. Yeah, certainly making some interesting melodies and finding nice pockets, do some things in. Like that song French Toast, I do like four different kind of sections.
Yeah.
But they all kind of work together. That's probably the song that I'm most proud of.
Yeah.
Is that tune.
No.
I just think it's so instant. Everyone likes that song.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I did all the top line and lyrics and melodies by myself, and I'm super proud of that. And I did the... a guy called Anthony Truman produced it, but then it kind of seemingly came quite easy that day, and then you try and do it again like a couple of weeks later. I was like, right, I need to write something sick like that. I was like, I have no idea how I wrote that tune.
Yeah,
so annoying.
You have French Toast in the morning. I was like, let's do this right now.
Yeah, it's strange, man. Making music is really strange. Yeah.
It's a weird process.
Yeah.
Do you have a process at this point, or are you just if you hear a beat and you just think it's sick? You go from there. Need to get Hobby on drill. if the picture for this week gets 50 likes, Hobby has to do a drill song.
I could do it, mate.
I'm sending you beats then.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but the what's your process when it comes to making a track?
Normally, I'll have a subject or a song title that I wanna that I think is strong. Mm. Then it's got to be something musically inspiring, whether it's a nice chord sequence, you know. Mm. And then I'll put some melody, like melodies will come, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, it's quite a normal way to go about making a song, I think.
Yeah, smart. No, I think that is the way to go about it. And yeah, no. You have to find a rhythm and what works for you as well. Yeah, I think I feel like by now you'd know that as well, what helps you to get the best out of your music, really.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's just, mate, it's just about trying loads of different things, and then something somewhere you're going to be like, wow, that's sick. And that's and it's those things that when you come out with something and it impresses you yourself,
yeah,
that's when it doesn't feel like it was really you. Not really sure where it came from. And that's for shit, it's good.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like, you're coming up with something and you're like, oh yeah, that thing I just did was sick. What was that?
Mm. Yeah.
And then you lay it down. And that is the only time that I think my music is good, is when it doesn't really feel like I did it.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think, and this is a question that
links. That's a great, it's really insightful. It's a
very good way to look at
Yeah.
it. When you, and this is a question that links directly into the next topic. Do you think, just personally speaking, do you think you've peaked creatively? Or do you think there's still a pocket you can unlock and be like, nah, I'm not done yet.
No, I think there's still more that I can give. Yeah, so just about. I find that inspiration and quality in my work kind of can come in waves. All of a sudden, there'll be something new that I get onto, whether it's like a new artist or some kind of thing that inspires, or I read a book, and then all of a sudden, I'll just have quite a lot of ideas, and some new things are coming. So I feel like I just go through stages. And there are times when I do stagnate, and in that little phase, I haven't really got much more to give.
Yeah.
And I kind of stop doing it. You know, I don't really make anything for a little while, or anything I do make isn't particularly good.
Yeah.
Then out of nowhere, a new wave will come.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've got like 2 or 3 more waves.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Watch this space.
I like that. I like that.
You gonna cook those boys?
Listen, man.
Before you cook those boys, firstly, I'd like to say,
cook what boys?
There are two boys who have recently released who are like the kings of music right now. But I would like to say there's another king that's entered. Yeah, that's West Side Gunn.
Oh, for God's sakes.
What's wrong with West Side Gunn?
Nothing. I just know that's your guy. Go, keep going. I'm on your side. I just didn't know where he was going with this.
He released a new album. One of his series is
Please don't.
Hitler Wears Hermes. And this one is the 7th, and it's the last series. And that album is absolutely brilliant. It released last week, Friday.
Are we putting out the good stuff out now? Like the happy stuff 1,000%. Yeah, Lil Sims also put out a very good album today. Shout out to Lil Sims. She's incredible.
You know, they've done absolutely amazing things, but you know, I just want to put that out.
They put the positivity out first.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I hear that. Sure, smart. Because them boys are getting cooked.
Hermes is like... Is out.
I don't understand how he got away with releasing 7 of those and calling it Hitler Wears Hermes. Like, what the hell?
A black man having an album called Hitler Wears Hermes.
I don't know what to say about that. But
is it good?
Oh, it's awesome. It's lovely.
He loves that New York rap, and I can't blame him. Them boys are rapping at a very high level.
Yeah.
So I can't hate.
Yeah, Griselda.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Speaking of rapping at a high level, or more like a low level.
We've been treated to some dog shit recently, man.
You boys don't like Donda?
Also, we had a discussion. Why is an album now 48 minutes long?
Where do we begin with this? Both albums are far too long.
Yeah.
What?
It's a fucking 12-track album.
Oh, I don't
know,
man.
So much easier to digest. Earlier, I looked at Drake's and it was like, I don't know, even his was like 21.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fuck, man. In fact, I do have the time, but I don't want to give that time.
Absolutely.
Nah, I hear what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who do we butcher first? Drake or Kanye?
Let's do Kanye. Let's Kanye, because he came out Sunday,
and we've had more time to digest that album as well.
Yeah, well, I barely did. I really tried. So I had a 4-hour journey back to London from York, and I tried. I really did, but I just could not finish it. I can't believe I said that about a Kanye West album. I just that's why I'm a bit like, oh, can I really have an opinion? But I like certain things. Like off the grid, I think I'll be playing for the rest of the year. I think what Fabio Foreign did on that song, phenomenal. But I just don't know. Yeah, you can say it if you want.
Be next to them.
It's in the Simon building.
Cowell. In the building.
Nah, yeah. Man, I have to get it off. Like, it's just not. It just wasn't. It's not him at his highest level. Maybe his biggest issue is Kanye West, and he's obviously given us such great music before.
Mm, absolutely.
So he's a victim of his own success.
Yep.
But this is bad on any level. I don't care who releases this. It's bad.
Do you think this is worse than the two previous albums that came out?
It's not that bad though. Like, it's not even bad. It's really, it's a good album.
I don't think it's bad probably either. Yeah. From what I heard,
it's mixed poorly. I thought he was still giving us the shit from the concerts. I didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't much like it.
But I guess being a musician, like, I get it. There's sometimes this is my thing with CLB. Like, CLB is production sounds good. It's mixed, like, it sounds nice in your ear, but nothing is happening. Like, I was bored. I said in the chat today, like, I'm six songs in. When did this album start? You know what I mean? And I wouldn't say I had the same thing with Kanye, but after a while, like, it just became monotonous, and it was just like, I can't keep doing this. And where's the creativity in putting the same song on the album twice? Like, I don't gel part one and two. I know what he was trying to do, but it just didn't work. You know what I mean? It's just weird choices like that really impact your enjoyment of the album.
But the reason why, well, the true reason of why there's Joe 1 and then there's Joe Part 2 is because Jay-Z has Meg Thee Stallion as one of his artists.
Mm.
Meg Thee Stallion has issues with the baby.
Nah.
Associating with that. And then also what the baby did the other week, telling everybody, if your pussy smells like water, put your camera up in the phone, like, camera in the air, stuff like that. So, like, it's almost a situation of, like, if you want to do that, just make it a separate track rather than trying to make it.
I hear what I see the logic.
There's remixes, like, everybody puts out a remix and stuff. But we can't forgive the baby for Essence. That was dirty.
Yeah, he's going
that's
to jail.
That's a separate. So we'll get into that at some point. But the album to me, oh man, I'm in between the two of you with this album in particular. I've listened a couple times. I think it's good.
How?
I think
you got good. The time.
Yeah, I've been, you know, bank holiday, innit?
You had a whole 7 days.
It's okay. Like, he's in his creative bag. This is the thing. He's still creative, and he shows that he still has musical nous. But one of the things I heard about this album, the biggest critique about this album is the fact that he made this album for the stadium experience. So when people went to the stadium, it was more feeling. You could hear, listen to a song like Jail. It's like a chanty song. Everyone's like, guess who's gone? You know what I mean? It's like a sing-along type of song. Now you're hearing that in your headphones.
I hear that.
It does, or you hear it in your car. It doesn't translate the same. So there's a bit on God Breathed, the second track. There's just instrumental for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing here? This has been made for a stadium. Yeah. So in my opinion, there's a good album in there. Mm. If you trim about 12 songs off, you actually have a better album than the past two albums that Kanye's put out recently, in my opinion. I think it's better than Jesus King, and I think it's better than Yay, whatever that one is called.
Yay is still a decent album, though.
Which one?
Yay.
Nah, that's ass, boy.
It's probably his worst album, but it's still a good album.
But we can't keep doing this. Like, sometimes things are bad. Like,
we don't have to say there's something good within there. We just gotta say whether it's good or bad. I understand.
You entitled to your opinion as well. Let me not do that. But like, for me,
the Pop Smoke song shouldn't be on there.
Nah, I don't know why that was there. It was Of course, there's too much fat on there, man. Needs to be taken off. Like, you don't need Pop Smoke there. You've already given him a song on his own album with the same vocals, tuned up, and then this one makes it sound like he's doing it over a phone. Or you're recording outside.
Like he's recording downstairs or something.
Yeah.
Also, I was going to say you're recording it from heaven.
And then all you're doing is you just put, you know, left speaker, you're right speaker, left speaker, right. And then it's like, nah, it loses its value.
Hear that?
Just put Pop Smoke there to say, oh, I have Pop Smoke on the album. And it's like, no, you don't. You just took the vocals from, you took the complete vocals from one song and put it here, distorted it, and said, yeah, art. It's like NFTs. NFTs.
I'm following
Sometimes
you.
NFTs, they're just, it's a bunch of garbage. Some, it's just, it's a bunch of garbage, and it's just like, what are you doing?
Nah.
But then people pay millions for it. It's just like, oh, no,
yeah, that's crazy. NFTs is pretty wild. Yeah. So, what rating are you giving it, boys? I wish I had actually had the time to listen to it properly.
Nah, I do not blame you.
8. I'm giving it 8.
You're giving it 8 out of 10?
I'm giving it 8.
Jesus Christ.
I thought the album was calm. I'm not giving it a
10
out of
10. No, but a 10 out of 10 is a perfect album. Like, 8 is insanely high.
Really good.
That's
album.
A great
it's
album.
It's a really good album for me.
Calm.
Hey, listen, if that's what you like, like I'll give it a 5.5, a 6.
This is
maybe a 6.
I'm feeling a light 4 to decent.
What are you saying? 3 out of 10 North Forest.
Nah, it's not that. It's not that bad. Again, there are good songs in there that I will go back to. I'm gonna give it a 4.
Damn, that is low. Damn. I mean, listen, okay. I just think he's at a point in his career where, like, in my opinion, I would like for him just to produce.
Yeah,
because his ear still, like, still hear it in certain songs. Yeah. Like his production is still great, but and his lyrics are a little bit better in this, a little bit. And I'm pushing it, saying a little bit. Like, he
needs
rap
to get new writers, man.
Yeah, I agree. Huh. But I think that he needs some writers. I think that he's so talented. He's such a good producer. But what is there left for him to say? He's like a billionaire.
Yeah, no,
it's
so
true.
Don't give
a fuck what Kanye West has to say.
Nobody does at this point, really.
Donald Trump and shit. It's like nothing interests me about me personally. About
yeah, no, I'm with you.
Him and what he has to say anymore.
Yeah.
It's not even his shoes.
Nah, not his shoes.
I say that with his shoes on right now, so here I am.
Being hypocrite. That's a fact. Okay, and then just to wrap up, CLB.
Oh, boy.
Well, not just to wrap up, but
I mean,
to close.
You can't start off, listen, you can't start off like that and then give us 6 tracks of just mediocre stuff.
Oh, I really like Fair Trade.
That's like wiping you off and then not finish. Really and true, that's what it's
I hear what you're saying.
Because the intro was so hard. Pause.
I have a problem with the intro.
Just 6 songs of just like...
I have a problem with the intro. I have a problem with the intro.
Why?
And this kind of talks about what we were speaking about earlier. Him having a cover that actually was good. In my opinion, and I've said this all the time, I say it all the time. If you put out a song, yeah, and you're going to cover a song,
yeah,
do something that's either different enough that it sounds like 2 separate songs, or just try to outdo the original.
Mm.
Now, that song, was it Champagne Poetry? Yeah.
Yeah.
Masego has a song called Navajo. And that song is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic. So when I heard the instrumental, I was like, my ears perked up. I was like, oh, okay, Drake's putting a spin on this. Where are we going to go from here? The bars, just, you know, typical bars. Nothing really interesting going on with the instrumental until the end when they flipped it and then made something completely different. But to me, I just felt it was a bit... compared to his other intros, well, I felt it was a bit lazy, man.
I'm hearing it, man. I felt first 6 songs, I didn't know what was going on. And then, well, I say first 6 songs, but then we got to Fair Trade. And I was like, yeah, this is a bit of me.
Yeah.
Travis Scott needs to be arrested. I didn't know where he was going with that. And then they tried the beat switch up thing. For me, didn't work. Followed by Too Sexy.
Oh, my days.
Too Sexy.
I wish we had more time to get into that song. Just what is that?
Do you not like it at all?
It's one of the worst Drake songs I've ever heard.
It's a peculiar song.
It was an interesting choice, man.
What is that?
And then I think I like the... I'm not sure on it yet, but I think I like the song with 21 Savage. But I just think because of the audacity of Too Sexy, it's kind of got my interest a little bit. I could see it becoming popular in a troll sort of way,
if that
makes sense.
Yeah. So he's doing it for TikTok?
Possibly.
Yeah, the video is pretty much a TikTok-like thing.
For me...
Oh, is there a music video?
Yeah,
the music video is dumb as fuck as well.
Is like, it? Jesus it's Christ.
It's dumb.
I think Drake has been... almost become a victim of his own success as well now, man.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, he's become the meme guy, the cover art. I'm like, what is this?
That's not even creative.
Like, oh, no. I've forgotten the guy's name. I think it's Damien. Damien. Let me find
it. Is it the guy who designed the actual original painting?
Yes,
or whatever
yes,
it is.
He designed the original painting. Why am I putting DK? Do I have Damien?
I just think that artwork.
Yes,
Damien
Hirst. So basically, Damien Hirst was the one who actually did the painting of just dots. And then I think he took that painting and then evolved it into the emojis.
Into the emojis.
And then now we have pregnant ladies for the certified lover boy.
He's become
what my theory is that this album is just filler for whatever reason. And then the next album is next week.
Where
it's going to be just Demon Drake.
We'll see.
I don't know. I'm just making a theory up. I don't
really know. Nice you have no
theory.
One in the industry.
I hope so. For
it's a really nice
that
theory,
he does
yeah.
this. I hope so. Because I don't know, man. He's become everything I think he...
Yeah, there's no... He can't... There's no... I don't know. Someone said there's nowhere else to go, but...
Devoid of ideas.
It was. It's, it yeah. felt safe. Yeah. And
yeah,
very
safe.
I feel like he is devoid of
yeah,
ideas.
Yeah, for the first
point.
Time, like these last few years, it feels like he's putting out some tracks that aren't that... different to what he has done before.
Yeah, there was
whereas like it would, you know, back like 5 to 10 years ago, every album that he put out was different and it was fresh.
Different.
Yeah, exactly. It was so exciting what was Drake gonna do next.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now it's just it hasn't got that same thing. And I guess, you know, no one can do that shit forever.
Absolutely.
He did it longer than anyone else.
Absolutely. And that's exactly that. That's why I said this is the first Drake album I've been bored. As in, like, I've always had an emotion to an album, whether it was positive or negative, but I felt this was just boring.
Yeah.
Like, there was a certain song on there that I was like, this sounds just like landed. Like,
absolutely. The No Friends in the Industry song.
Yeah.
It's landed to, it's landed part two.
Yeah.
I feel like from, because you said you were bored, I feel like the album really does pick up from 7 p.m. From that point.
Yeah, you're. Absolutely correct.
Everything else is just
it's
what
gets
we
a bit better.
Yeah. But then again, it's a shame because it is a streaming world we live in. Everything's gonna be 20 songs plus. But it's
fast.
Burn the hard drive. Yo, Travis, save us, man. Utopia, I need it.
But the thing is, he's always given us long albums.
Yeah,
so just, that doesn't indicate anything to me. What it indicates to me now is there's like a lack of like. Influence, like you look at even like my favorite Drake album or period was Take Care Nothing Was the Same. If you read
really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Views, he kind of gave us like the Toronto influence slash dancehall influence, More Life, the London influence. Scorpion is just him on his own, and it is what it is. But then this one, it's like, what do you get? What theme do you get from this album? You don't get anything from
it. It's not even like what it could have been like. It doesn't even feel like an R&B album, maybe due to the name. There's no cohesiveness as well. Like, I don't see, it's just, I don't know. I'm not.
Mine has only been out for 12 hours, but this is just, you know, initial impressions. And
even,
it doesn't look very great,
dark,
positive. Dark Lane demo tapes.
Yes, Dark Lane demo tapes.
Should even argue that was better than this.
I would
far,
say
far better than this.
Yeah, it is.
Can you, like, it was just, and the thing is, we're all chilling inside. Like, you could hear majority of those songs in the club if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
You could hear them inside when you're just chilling, working up. Like, this album.
It's nice. Not. I'd go on a ledge and say it's his worst album in my
I'm happy to be there with you as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man. Yeah,
for
from sure. What I've heard, I would say I agree too.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, it's. To be honest, the album is okay, but it's not Drake level, and it's not.
Nah, it's not what we've come to know from him.
Nah,
this
is probably
not.
his downfall. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's what downfall from here? As in,
I don't know because I've said this before,
no,
and
not
he's
downfall.
Yeah,
downturn.
Yeah.
I've said it to you.
He
just
downfall is
a harsh
word, but basically,
I'm not gonna count it out.
His album could have been a lot better, but it was just like.
We'll see where he goes.
Yeah,
and he's been on top for a very long time,
exactly,
like you said. So these things happen.
Not anymore.
What, you think Griselda's coming to take the throne?
I was talking about another individual, but, you know.
Oh,
is this a certain Lamar Kendrick?
Yes.
We don't have time, unfortunately.
Burn that hard drive.
I'm
not, but if it goes past 15 minutes, isn't it? It'll shut off.
No, don't we have the whole thing booked?
Yeah, I booked it for ages, didn't I?
Yeah.
I booked
my bad,
one.
As you were, sir. Carry on. I completely forgot.
No, I thought you had somewhere to be, sorry. But it's okay. By your clock, no problem. One thing I didn't like as well, just to round off my thoughts, is like I felt like the use of features were really, really poor, personally.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you have people like Giveon, who's on there, and like he's a phenomenal singer.
Yeah.
And you'd think they'd probably do something similar to the song they put out last year. What was it? Chicago Freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have him at the end of like a, I don't know what the name of that song was, but I don't know. I just felt like the features were very just stacked on.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I don't know, man. I'm very disappointed by this album. I'm very disappointed, but yeah, here we
go. It's really bad.
No, and I was disappointed when I heard Views, but my God, did that age very well? It aged all right, didn't it?
It did.
We do have to say, like, the song, even the song with Thames, would you say that song slapped?
No, I didn't even know that song
cheat
came.
Code for that. That's a cheat code, Thames. And, you know,
man didn't really use that. He's an embarrassment.
Listen, man.
Where's Thames from?
Nigeria, isn't it?
Yeah, there were some big billboards out there. Like,
yeah.
Basically using his name to PR the album.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And is it a good song?
No, I don't know.
It's not a bad song.
I would say it's a good song. I think people will gravitate more towards it if it gets played in the clubs.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll see.
Do you guys think, because you know when we listen to like an album from these guys and you hear like a single and you know what it is straight away, what are the singles off this album?
Well, they obviously think Too Sexy. Oh,
Christ.
Fair Trade, but I only say that because I really like the Drake half. I'm not going back to this album.
No Friends in the Industry.
Could work, yes. I like it, but then I like Landed, so it's just natural, isn't it?
There's so many tunes, mate.
It's very long. Listen, this is why I'm annoyed, man. These two guys spent all this time beefing with each other and they forgot how to make good music.
Nah, it's a fact.
I'm so furious about it because I love both of their music. And I just felt like they got so heated up about when this album was going to come out. What's this beef about? That they didn't realize to check the bloody albums and say, oh no, this is not that good. Let's get rid of this song.
The thing is, I feel like,
let's trim it down.
I feel like Kanye West made great songs. He didn't make a good album.
I can agree with you with that.
Whereas Drake, half of it is great songs and then that's it.
What would you rate this album out of 10? This Drake album?
Like you're gonna give it like
I have high expectations for Drake, so it's a completely different rating for like Kanye West, but I'll give this one a 6.
Fair enough.
Fair.
If not 6.5.
I'd probably give it a 5. It's his worst album.
Wow.
For me. But what are you gonna do?
V-neck two Dems.
Listen, I'm in the building.
Yourself, what would you rate it?
I haven't really heard enough of it. I've only heard like 4 or 5 songs. Annoyingly, I didn't.
I don't think I'm particularly going to go back
Sir,
to this.
Don't waste your time.
That's
really,
a fact.
Listen to it, obviously.
Nah, we'll have a listen, but like, I won't have high expectations after.
Oh, well, then, you know what? Maybe that's the best way to go
maybe
into
that
it.
That is the best way.
Yeah, yeah, if your expectations are on the floor, then it's only up from there, isn't it?
The good thing with Drake songs is certain songs might trigger something in your head. That'd be like, oh, wow, this is a nice melody.
Yeah, exactly. There are some things that he does that are just, you know.
Out of this world at times.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's still there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's still there.
It's not devoid.
I know there will be some moments that I'll love on this album.
Yeah, song on there in particular, I forgot what it's called, Race My Mind or something like that, towards the end of the album. That's like quintessential Drake.
Yeah.
But besides
he is a devil. Man's a fucking fan. I said, what are you doing, bro?
Oh, that song fucking fans. Yeah, I don't know what he's going
through. He's going through it. That was simp behaviour at its worst.
Do you like the back and forth on both Kanye West and Drake's album? Drake was more direct.
Yeah.
The subliminals, even though that doesn't necessarily make sense. But with Kanye West, it was more covert than it was.
Can you remember any lines?
No.
The 7 a.m. in, what was it called?
Yes, the 7 a.m. That was a whole entire.
That whole song is basically dedicated to Kanye West.
They've got to be over this, man. This is it's boring, man. I'm over it. It's nearly a 10 year food. Food? That's gross. Lads, I do still need to bounce, but.
No worries, man. Yeah.
That was a good conversation on it. So I mean, it was nice to hear what everyone said or feels about it. I'm glad I'm not alone and thinking it is Drake's worst project. And yeah, it was interesting to hear Iman's insight into Donda as well. But yeah, I mean,
so interesting to hear everyone's insight.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you just wrapping it up like that?
No, I was gonna. You was gonna let you say where the people can find you.
You want to get into the Spider-Man.
You want to get into
mate? That's what I came here for.
All right, let's do it. Rock it.
Bloody hell!
You want to tell that Spider-Man, mate?
Have you seen the trailer for the new film?
Yeah, it's fucking sick. I'm so excited, man.
Listen, Team Toby, man.
Team Toby?
Yeah, of course. Yes, man.
That
I'm
is
sorry.
So interesting.
I have to be.
What, are you going to say Andrew Garfield?
No. Tom Holland is the perfect Spider-Man.
He is, but they're making him look like a dunce. I'm over it now. What the fuck are you doing? Doctor Strange said, stop talking. My man's like, but I think MJ should know.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, that bit was a bit stupid. It's like, come on. That was a lack of foresight on Doctor Strange's part. Mm. You know, he knows that Spider-Man's a little...
Yeah.
You know,
oh, I don't know, man. Right? He's just a dunce. Always. I don't like it when he's continually stupid, if that makes sense. Yeah. As
he's
in,
a kid, though.
Nah, I don't.
He's a kid.
After fucking homecoming, homeboy told you don't go to the bridge. What was it? Don't go to the boat. He went to the boat.
Yep.
What did he do in fucking...
No Way Home.
Infinity
Far
War.
Or Far From Home.
He was stupid.
He went on the ship.
Told him not to.
Yeah.
Far From Home. He gave up the glasses. Here.
That was pretty stupid.
that was super stupid. That
well, to be honest, he didn't know.
Nah, man.
He was.
It was a $1 billion glasses. I'm not giving that up, man.
It was unprovoked. Fair enough.
Yeah, but he felt like
he thought he was being noble, right? He thought exactly. He was worthy. He was being a good guy.
He was.
I don't know.
That
man.
One I can understand, but. This one, nah, man, just shut the fuck up. Yeah.
For real? Yeah. If someone's doing up Judge, I'm not talking.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm trying to justify it, but I actually can't justify it. Listen, the thing is, with Tom, I think he has a potential to be the best.
He's what?
He has a potential to be the best Spider-Man.
No, he is.
But I don't think...
He is the best embodiment of both...
of both versions.
Yeah, of both Peter and Spider-Man. Like, he's got it down pat.
Yeah. I agree.
It's crazy that Spider-Man, three out of the two people that have played Spider-Man have been British.
Yeah, pretty much. Listen, man, Toby's my goat. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. The thing is,
so what would you like so much about Toby?
Listen, you see the scene in Spider-Man 3 when he comes out with a new suit and he's giving us the dance moves, you know what I mean? This is classic legendary shit.
No.
You'll never get that again. That is a moment in time.
Him and Doc Ock going back to back on the train. Yo, come phenomenal. On, man. As someone who's catched many a C2C, I understand.
Yeah, on a serious level, yeah, that like his character, like they made him very nerdy, very like shy in the first one. He could barely speak to MJ. By the third one,
fuck me, they tried to put him in a spliff in the second one when you know that scene where he's like, punch me, I bleed.
Yeah,
and he's doing the poetry to MJ. It's like, day by day.
And she's like, listen,
fam, if I'm Spider-Man, the whole thing's lock off. She's fucking saying I'm getting engaged. Harry's slapping me like I'm a dickhead.
Yeah, he was going through it in 92.
Like, come on, you man don't even know what I'm on. This whole thing's over.
Maybe it's because I've seen a complete package when it comes to it. Like, we've seen the beginning to the end of that story, whereas with Tom, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I hear that.
And with Andrew Garfield, it's like, you're like...
We didn't even speak on him, man. That,
Tumblr,
them films
Tumblr
is
Spider-Man,
bad.
I'd call him. That's Tumblr Spider-Man, bro.
Fuck, nah, it was embarrassing. Who's your favourite?
Tom Holland.
Yeah, good choice.
Yeah.
What about you?
He makes sense.
E-Man's going to say Andrew Garfield.
Just
no, you're not gonna lose our mind. No.
You're not going to say
we're going to collectively lose our mind.
Nah. I think it is Tom Holland. Just because he's cool. But I can never forget what Toby did. I can never forget that.
Toby's not cool at all, is he?
He's so uncool, it's unbelievable. Whereas Tom Holland is a little bitch, but he's also quite cool.
Yeah.
So it kind of works. Like, in a little bitch in a way that he's like a bit... You know, he's a noob, and he kind of goes
exactly. Yeah,
he's
yeah,
a proper
yeah.
little noob, and he really does. He is like he is such a Spider-Man fan as well. You yeah, see him in interviews, yeah. and it's like you were fucking born for up. This shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, listen, I tell you, he's gonna have one of those weird careers that it's just gonna be like he ain't gonna be really good in anything else, but you'll always see Spider-Man.
He's just gonna be a Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. Maybe. Yeah, maybe I can see that, but Hugh Jackman is good in other things. Like Greatest Showman, that film. It's fantastic. Mm,
okay. Oh yeah.
So
listen, man. Tom is with
MJ. Is he's winning, so, man. Hey, like, what about Tata?
What are we talking
the boy's
about?
Really living the dream.
He's fucking legend for that.
Get
I saw him wish happy birthday the other day. I
said, give me a call. Like, give me a call.
I'm such a big Tom Holland.
What's the game? How do you bag that? I don't even know. If I'm there, I'm going woo for the flesh.
Can't really put a sentence together.
Do you know that picture? Oh, Jhené Aiko, that video. Is it Jhené Aiko?
It is Jhené Aiko, where the guy can't even
He's
put a
stuttering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Different
yeah.
level of beauty, man.
Nah, Zendaya is beautiful.
Nah, man. Listen, ridiculous.
The trailer looks amazing. Like, I'm here for the nostalgia. I hope it's good. You know, get all the Spider-Mans out.
Be careful what you wish for, Parker.
Get it cracking, innit?
I'm saying it. Doctor Strange is evil.
Do you reckon?
Evil,
I don't think it's him, you know, especially after that What If episode, which was
crazy,
phenomenal.
Yes,
that What If episode was out of this world, man. Like, Marvel were in their bag, but I have a sneaky suspicion that's not if he's not evil, it's not our Doctor Strange, could be a variant, I don't know. But you know, I will see.
Did you boys see Loki?
We did, yes, so
you like it.
Yeah, no, we're very happy.
I thought it was all right.
The TVA is black owned.
WandaVision, I watched that as well. I thought that was great.
I thought that was great. So good.
Yeah,
I thought that was so interesting.
It was just you who weren't really feeling
it. It was super slow. It was phenomenal. Like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah,
building up.
You're
like,
oh,
we didn't expect anything if you deep it.
Nah.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was going to be like, all right, a little, you know, standard spin off. And I was like, two episodes in, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no one got it, but
it was so weird.
I was all right because I knew what to expect going in.
Yeah.
But
it was cool, I thought.
Yeah, I agree.
It's different. Yeah. It was different. Which is, you know, like, did you see, sorry to interrupt. No, did you see, what was the last film they just put out? Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
What was it?
Give me my money back,
Black
man.
Widow. Black Widow.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
The only saving grace was Homegirl.
Right? Yeah.
Her sister.
Yeah.
The blondie. Yeah. She was cool.
Like, that was just Marvel at their worst, I think.
It is. It was by the books. Yeah. It was
exactly.
Yeah. It's very much. That's why I'm actually kind of excited to see Shang-Chi at some point, because that looks like they're taking a few risks. Mm. They've really gone hard on the martial arts aspects of it. CM Liu, I think that's his name. I hope that's his name. Looks like a really good actor, and it looks like that sort of performance that elevates him to stardom.
Yeah.
Awkwafina's been cool, so so I'm very interested to see where they go. But I totally agree with you. It was Black Widow was Marvel at its worst by the numbers, predictable. Just a villain for the sake of there being I kind of almost wish when Marvel do that, there is no villain, because maybe just let them fight themselves, man, like fucking Civil War at this point, because it was just dumb. It was Ray Winston as well pretending to be Russian, like what?
Yeah,
my man's doing up betting ads, bet365, and now he wants to be Russian. Get out of town.
That's hilarious. Oh shit, I didn't even realize.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Nah, man, it's not
be good. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully they don't push the Spider-Man.
I've heard this. Hopefully. So they're waiting to see how Shang-Chi comes out the gates, and they're going to make their decision off that.
Really?
But I don't know, man. I get their fear because COVID could still be running riot, but I don't see by December.
I reckon they'll push it back. Because that movie will make a lot of money.
That's easy, a $2 billion
movie.
That movie
will make a stupid amount of money. Especially if they do what we think they're going to do.
Bring it forward.
He might have said the boys are ready. What are you talking about?
I'm with you, man.
He's got to wear the Spider-Man costume to the...
What, because of your stupid tweet?
Yeah, it was.
Nah,
what happened?
Not serious.
Why I said if this tweet gets 10 likes, Colin has to dress up as Spider-Man today.
I said if this gets 10 likes, might as well put 2 likes. Of course, fucking 10 likes. Waste, man.
I'll do it, man.
In some, we won't make him wear the whole costume, but he's got to wear the mask.
Good luck getting me to the premiere, mate.
Don't do it, man.
Give the people what they want. What?
Allow it.
I don't know what I'm going to wear, bro. We'll see.
Changing the subject, how do you boys know each other?
Oh, we all went to school together.
Primary
school in year 6.
Word.
Secondary school in year 7.
I was going to say secondary school in year 6. Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, I moved into the area in year 5, in Chaffin 100, like in year 5. And then he shortly moved up. And then I think he were in the area, but we just went to different schools. And then secondary school, we all linked up. And now we're here.
Love that.
Now we are here.
Love that.
Nah, it's family, really. Not even friends, brothers. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a journey. 103 episodes of this one.
Yep. And what do you boys all do individually?
Just work, I guess.
I mean, I know, but like, you're working from home, right?
Yeah, at the moment. Yeah. So, HR solutions, more or less. Yeah. That's what I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah, I work in finance for a label.
For a label? Yeah. Oh, right, interesting.
Yeah. It's cool. It's all right.
Pays the bills, as they say.
Pays the bills.
Yeah.
Can you pay my telephone bills?
Hence why I love music and that, but I so happen to work in the finance side. Cool. But mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
By you, man.
I work in a kitchen furniture company. So we produce kitchens.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And here we are.
Here we are indeed.
Chatting ish.
I just received a text from Hermes to tell me to complete my payment for delivery for my item that I don't have.
What time to be alive?
Of course.
Yikes.
What, is that a scam or something?
Yeah. Oh, 110%. Then man be texting off 079 like I'm dumb, you know. Oh, shit.
Music choices, right?
Yes.
Quickly, music choices.
Yes. Get it off.
I'm actually going to put French Toast in our play. Basically, we have a playlist, right? We update every week. We all pick one song that we're listening to right now. And I'm going to pick your song, French Toast.
Thanks, bro.
Well, it's going to be the hobby week, isn't it? Because we have to put the new single in, Deliverance. Absolutely. So, has to be done. So, that's two for you. Iman, what are you going with? Is it West Guard?
Danda.
I said West Side. Fuck you.
Danda.
Please don't.
Danda.
When I heard that, I was like, what is this? Man,
get out of my ear. Get out of my ear. It's crazy.
What's your choice, Iman?
Westheimer by West Side Gun. I was really surprised on this track because it has Sauce Walker. And I was like, wow. And it was a really nice song. It was either that or Right Now, which is still West Side Gun.
Okay. Either way, would have been West Side.
Okay. West Side Gun, yeah. Shout out to Griselda.
And I will go with Little Sims' new single, Point and Kill.
Dope.
Lovely.
Good
Absolutely
choice.
Dope.
Yeah. Well, tell the people where they can find you online.
You can find me on Instagram at Hobby Stewart. Where else would they like? What do you mean?
Just say
I was trying to figure like a website or some shit. I ain't got a website. You said online. I started thinking about Internet Explorer and shit.
It's pretty much Hobby Stuart and everything.
Yeah. HobbyStuart.
Yeah.
That's it.
Amazing. Brilliant. What time should you have?
Thanks for having me, boys. It's been a real pleasure. I'm sad it's over, to be honest. Had a great time.
Nah. Thank you, Marina, for making this happen. I told her I'd give her a shout out. So.
Of course.
Sounds like you had a gun to your head.
Fucking better do it.
When's this going out, boys?
It'll be out on Tuesday.
Oh, nice. It'll be her birthday. So happy birthday, Marina.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Her birthday is Wednesday, but hopefully she hears it Wednesday. And then happy birthday, Marina. I love you loads. You're a great sister.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's lovely.
Right, there we go.
Shouts to you. Cool. Lovely.
Amazing.
So 103.
Made in Chafford on all socials. Follow us, drop us some likes, some subscriptions. Subscriptions, is that what you're supposed to say?
Subscriptions.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Like, comment.
Yeah, subscribe, all that good stuff. You already know what time
drop
it is, man.
And yeah, show some love.